More protests in West Bengal over the rape and murder of a 31-year-old doctor at the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. BJP protesters stopped today. The governor, in fact, met Home Minister Amit Shah as Mamata Banerjee writes to the Prime Minister again, demanding a central law, saying no one was providing her with responses to specific questions that she's been asking. The Prime Minister, while campaigning in Palghar in Maharashtra, apologizes for the collapse of the Shivaji statue in Rajkot just 8 months after it was inaugurated. A contractor associated with the project has been arrested, and he said that he had only provided the designs. In Kerala, significant impact of the Hema Committee report showing how women have been exploited in the Malayalam film industry. Mahila Congress workers protest over allegations of large-scale sexual harassment of actors in Malayalam film industry. The police, meanwhile, used water cannons. Shashi Tharoor has spoken to NDTV exclusively, and he has said that this harassment is entirely unacceptable. In a huge setback for the Congress party, a Delhi court has said that charges can be framed against Congress leader Jagdish Tytler. This is with regard to murder cases linked to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots in Delhi. When the charges are framed, Tytler will be asked to enter a plea guilty or non-guilty. India's GDP growth slows to 6.7% in April-June quarter, strongest growth in manufacturing construction. India wins 4 medals at Paris Paralympics. Shooter Avni Lakhera wins gold. Golden girl Avni to NDTV says she dedicates the medal to the nation.